You know, I decided, because I've been told it's a better performance to stand. So on Friday night, when I did the fundraiser thing, I was really courageous to play a song I only had birthed. I mean, I saw you Tuesday, and I played the song and performed it on Friday. I've never done anything like that to remember all the chords and the words, and it's new, and you could change things, and I didn't care. I just decided I'll take my chances.
And you did. You said, you know, you even said that. Something about the words, you know, before you started the performance.
Yes. I was like sitting up there with they're calling, counting down 10, and I forgot the lyrics to my new song, like one line. And I'm thinking, come to me, please.
Oh, God.
And it's like, what if I can't remember it? And then it came, and I'm like,
oh, thank God.
But I was amazed that I pulled it off.
Yeah.
So. The thing that's interesting about this song is when I got excited about it, all I had was the verses. But the irony is, you know, I changed the rhythm completely. So the beautiful chords and melody that I had originally for the verses, you know, I was doing these, you know, really pretty things. So I ended up coming up with a chorus that was, I mean, here was Tuesday. I wrote the chorus the next day. And it was interesting because it's, so with this kind of rhythm, I couldn't keep the other rhythm. I couldn't even do three time. I had to literally change this, you know, rhythm that I was doing to the same rhythm. And the verses, the riff is almost the same. So this is the verses. And this is the chorus. See how similar?
Oh, yeah.
Now, the inner part that I really liked is what I'm thinking of using for the introduction because it's so beautiful. So this is the intro I'm thinking. Even though when I perform it, the riff is much easier to use as an intro. It's like this. I can hear violins. And then I'm thinking I might allow one more riff. George is going to say no. But... and then here we go. It feels so dark. The sky is gray, nothing to live for, you cannot pray, you have no hope, is this the end? Just take my hand, I'll be your friend. So that's where we left off last week.
Okay.
I've been And the thing is, I thought the song was Hang On because it's emphasized. And when I first did it, I had sections, just like the last song. Mm-hmm. The chorus has two sections. So I had Hang On as the first section and Hang On for the second section when I first wrote it. But when I came across the One Day Pain Will Go Away, I decided that that second section won't change. And all I have three choruses, all of them will have that. So I have the Hang On. And then I found three rhymes, so I'll have a different hang on rhyme for each one.
Oh.
The first one I just played is Hang On, Love Is Never Gone.
Okay.
And Though It Feels Like Night, Let Love Be Your Light. I was going to say Let Love Shine a Light, but that sounds cliche. Then the second one is Hang On, Strength Can Be Drawn, Though You Are Numb, Do Not Succumb. I know those are big words to come, but I like the way it sounds.
Oh, wow.
And then just yesterday I wrote the third one because I didn't think there'd be a third one. And I didn't want to use the word dawn because I used that in Set You Free, but it's a different meaning. It's hang on for a day to dawn. Love will restore your smile once more.
Oh,
and then
wow.
I was thinking for the very last one, instead of making it future tense, one day pain will go away, since I say love will restore your smile once more, I can say that day pain went away.
Wow.
You know, it could be that way. So
wow.
It's really pretty. Crushing your soul. And I could go up high on that one. But without hope, crushing your soul, there was no reason and no control. Stay. And then I thought I'd do the same thing I did on the intro, the same instrumental. This could be his little George's thing. And then I have a bridge.
Oh.
My wish for you is no more pain than only love will remain. Hang on this one, you don't know how you will survive. Originally I put, there's a reason you're still alive. But I remember I told you I don't want to be preachy. Because
oh, yeah.
I don't know if there's a reason you're still alive. We don't know. But I also have here, there was no reason and no control. So I don't know, that's sort of like a contradiction. So I thought, I remember saying this often. When my son died, I didn't know why I was still alive. It was so painful. I felt like I can't live with this pain. So that's what I meant when I put, you wonder why you're still alive. I feel like I'm just trying to understand the level of pain. I think this is a level of pain, the way I've written it, that really will touch people. Because I've been there.